A live look at Vegas tonight. There, well above 100 degrees as the first extreme heat wave of the year grips much of the western U.S.
And in Arizona, hazy skies across that state showing us just how hot it is outside. In fact, it can be dangerous to be outside in temperatures this hot. Burn centers treating people who have come in to contact with some scorching surfaces. Health officials telling people to watch out for hot asphalt, sidewalks, even desert sand.
Ugh. News Nation Chief Meteorologist Albert Ramon joining us. And so we have a lot going on here. Crazy hot temperatures. So we have the extreme heat, then you have the drought and wildfires. So there's a lot to keep an eye on.
And it's unusually hot for any time of the year. Just to put this heat wave in perspective, much less June. So more records broken today, more records in the forecast, not just tomorrow. But this heat wave doesn't peak until Thursday into Friday, with temperatures exceeding 120 degrees in some spots by the end of the week. Record-shattering heat envelops the nation's west, bringing a miserable mid-June heat wave over the next few days. Record highs are expected tomorrow from Southern California to Central Nebraska, including 100 degrees in Denver and Albuquerque, and a scorching 116 in both Las Vegas and Phoenix. Excessive heat warnings stretch as far north as Montana and Wyoming, where it's expected to reach 109.
Just throw in a match outside a cigarette butt, it's going to start a fire.
The record heat has now intensified wildfire dangers in places where it's already drought critical as firefighters work in flamethrower-like heat. Plus, a new concern. Doctors are warning of injuries after coming in contact with scorching hot surfaces like superheated concrete and hot metal car door handles.
When it's 115 to 118 to 120 degrees in direct sunlight in the middle of the afternoon, the sidewalk temperatures are 170 to 180 degrees.
Last summer at the Arizona Burn Center in Phoenix, 104 people suffered serious burn injuries due to contact with blazing hot surfaces. 7 people died. So let's take you back to Las Vegas now. Can't seem to escape the heat there, not even in the mountains. Heat advisories issued as high up as 9,000 feet in elevation. News Nation's Ted Florendo has more.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ted Florendo in Las Vegas, where we are in day 2 in our excessive heat warning that has now been extended until 9 o'clock Saturday and quite possibly into Dad's Day as well. We will see temperatures between 110 to 125 degrees out here from the city all the way out to Death Valley, and also challenge several daytime heat records that date all the way back to 1940 and maybe even set some overnight warm low records. What that means is our temperatures overnight will drop to the low 90s, the high 80s, and be so warm that those will set new record warm lows. It is so hot out here that even in the mountains up to 9,000 feet, there are heat advisories issued for campers as temperatures in the highs will drop to the low 90s, even in the mountains. Next week, we'll finally get a break from the heat wave, but little relief as temperatures will drop to 107. For News Nation, I'm Ted Florendo in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Ted, a couple of days of record heat for you. The hottest temperature recorded in the nation today, Death Valley, California, 124 degrees. Not that hot in Salt Lake City, but this is really the big news in the Weather Center. Hit 107 in Salt Lake this afternoon. It's a daily high. It's the hottest temperature ever recorded in the month of June in their 147 years of keeping records at Salt Lake. And it also tied for the hottest temperature in any month recorded in Salt Lake City. It's only hit 107 twice before today in Salt Lake. So here's a look at the map tonight. Notice the cooler temperatures out east in the 70s, and it's still blazing hot in Phoenix right now, where it's 113. And it's because of this weather pattern, trough of low pressure pulling in some cooler air from the north for the East Coast, high pressure parked over the west, and right underneath that high, you have compressed air, you have sinking air. So it suppresses not just rain chances, but cloud cover development, and allows for these crazy temperature. So here's a look at those temperatures. You'll see these brighter colors here. This is where we have temperatures above 110. Lake Havasu City right now at 118, Las Vegas at 111, and the heat continues through the end of the week, into the weekend. Excessive heat warnings in effect in some places through Sunday, and then finally a break early next week. Tuesday into Wednesday, some cooler air from the Pacific Ocean begins to move on in. But we may be dealing with record temperatures in the Pacific Northwest this time next week. We'll keep an eye on it for you, Rob.
A lot of big AC bills in people's future. All right, Albert, thanks a lot.